This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem. Hope everyone is doing well on this fine Thursday morning. We're continuing in Hilchos Tefillah, Mishneh Berurah, Daf HaShavua, Siman Tzadi, Se'if Yud Zayin. Yesh Misha Omer. There are those who say, we just learned that if you're on the road and you're traveling, and if you travel a little further, up to 4 mil further, you'll find the minyan. You got to keep going so that you find the minyan. Yesh Misha Omer. There are those who say, this is the Shita of the Aguda. Certainly, you should not wake up early to leave a city. You should not leave early a city that they're davening with a minyan if you could still get to your destination during the day. And you won't have to travel on your own after davening. Meaning like this, here's the scenario. The scenario is, you got to get up early and get your day started. But if I do that, I'm not going to have a minyan on the road. In the city that I live, there's a minyan. But it's going to make me, I'm going to get delayed. I'm not going to be able to start my day as early as I would like. But I'll be able to get to my destination while it's still day. I won't be traveling alone. Don't leave the city then until you have a minyan. Okay, says the holy Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Nun Gimel, Leilech Me'ir, to go from a city. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ma'iri Baholech Advarishus. It's talking about where you're going for Advarishus. You're going for something discretionary. Why? Why does that have to be the case? Because if you're going for a mitzvah, I guess you would be allowed to leave early, even though it means missing a minyan. By the way, the Elio Rabba says, what does it mean, advarishus? You're going to stroll. You're going to tour. But if you're going to work, the Aruch HaShulchan says, work is advar mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah to support your family. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, obviously, though, it's not a mamish mitzvah, because you're not allowed to go to work before you daven, and you're allowed to do a mitzvah, you're allowed to do a advar mitzvah before you daven. But it's some type of mitzvah status. Here it's mashma that it's only usher to go before to leave your city if it's going to mean missing a minyan. Otherwise, you're allowed to. But you're not allowed to, because you're not allowed to go, you're not allowed to travel before you daven Shemona Esrei. Ach lefi mash gozer Ramah shema agon nicha, demayi she'amar habrachos shekodem atfila. According to what the Ramah said in Siman Pei Tes Sif Gimel, namely, the Ramah said that also loy lehesasek b'tzrochav alelech aderech ad sheyispalel. The Ramah says v'yesh mekilin after you said part of some of the brachos. So then here you could be, that would be the kula. That then it would come out good. Demari shamar brachos shekadem atfila v'afilu hachi, if it means missing a minion, asar kan misham bitol tfila b'tzibor. Fine. Sivkatan nun dalid v'shalo yehid tzarch lalechas yechidi. Ha'im yesh la'ata shiyare ve'ino yroitzel hamten alav mutar. But if you have someone who is going to travel with you, I'm sorry, ha'im yesh la'ata shiyare, if you have a caravan, ve'ino yroitzel, and the caravan doesn't want to wait for you, and stay davening with the minyan means you'll have to travel on your own, then you're allowed to go travel with them. Sif yurches. Sif Yud Ches is very interesting. Beis HaMedrash Kavua, a established Beis Medrash, Kadosh Yoyserim Beis HaKnesses, is holier than a Beis HaKnesses. U'mitzvah lehispalel bo yoyser mibeis haknesses. It's a bigger mitzvah to daven in a beis hamedrash than a beis haknesses, provided that there's a minyan in the beis hamedrash. What's the chiddush of that? The chiddush is even though the beis haknesses is b'rayvam, even though the shul has more people. So you think b'rayvam? No, the makom kavua lelimud is a greater priority than the b'rayvam. Says the Mishnah Berurah. However, that's if you're one of the learners. You're one of the learners. Not stam a guy off the street. He wants to know, should I daven in a base medrash where people learn, or a base gnesis? Oh, I'll go to the base medrash. No, I'm learning in the base medrash. To get up and go to the base gnesis, it's going to be bittul Torah for me. So that's an interesting take. Meaning, the Chai Odom points out that you have two possibilities. Let's say I could go to a big base medrash or the small base medrash that I learn in. The one that I learn in has precedence. I would say that may or may not be true, but you cannot infer anything from this Mishnah Berurah, because this Mishnah Berurah is talking about you are presently learning in the base medrash, and for you to get up, it's bittul Torah. We don't see any like nostalgic Svaras that, you know, this is the place where I learn, so it's holy. You know, I don't think we see that from this Prima Gadim. That might be true. It sounds like the Chai Odom saying it is true. The place that you learn in general, let's say you have a random mincha. You want to know, Shadaman in the big base medrash, or Shadaman in the base medrash that I sometimes learn morning seder or before davening? It sounds like the place that I typically learn has a special chashivas. Venera Pashat, is that davke base medrash kavoli yachel limud? It's pashut that when we say Beis HaMedrash, it's established for an individual to learn. Deloy kavua kedushas kokach. Its kedusha is not that holy. V'chidemashem imagin Avram b'simin kuf nagimel sif aleph. De'beza irin on hachan. This is what we're talking about here. Avo Beis HaMedrash shakvua l'rabim l'limad ha-Torah. A established Beis Medrash for l'limad ha-Torah the Rabbim. Bevadai kedushasai chamura yoisim beis haknesses. Certainly, its kedusha is greater than the beis haknesses. Umutav lehispala by ba'asara yoisim beis haknesses sheish by ravam. This din over here is even talking about a beis medrash kavua liyachid. But kavua l'rabim, of course, it's better to daven in it with 10 more than a beis haknesses that has ravam. Afilu mi she'ein loy made by klal. Even if you're not one of the learners, God loves the gates that excel in halacha. So let's clarify. If you have a choice, should I daven in the big shul or a beis hamedrash where I'm in right now? So if I'm in the beis hamedrash right now, and I am presently learning, and even though it's not a base medrash, that's kavua l'rabim, but I'm learning in it. I'm not mevatel for my learning. However, says the Mishnah, that would imply, but if I'm not in the base medrash, and I want to make a general decision, should I daven in the base haknesses where I learn, base haknesses b'ravam, or the base medrash where I learn? It sounds like the Beis HaKnesses would take precedence because I'm not presently learning there. But that's only a Beis HaKnesses that's not Kavua L'Rabim. But if it's Kavua L'Rabim, then even if I'm not learning there, it has precedence over a Beis HaKnesses. So L'maisa, if someone has the opportunity to daven in a yeshiva, they're better off davening in a yeshiva than a shul. So you might say, I don't have time, I have to go to work. in the yeshiva, they take three times as long to daven as in the shul. That may be true, but we're talking about in a laboratory right now, where all factors being equal, you want to know, should I learn in a place where it's kavua l'rabim for Torah, or just a shul, daven in a shul? So you say, but in the shul they have shiurim. So he brings from the Taras Chaim that if there's just a shiur there, an hour or two a day, it does not have the maila of a Beis HaMedrash. The maila of a Beis HaMedrash is Shasham Kvios HaToyra V'Hoira B'chol Yoim. Weiter. Ve'enoy mismatel. Okay, we have to see the Rama here. Says Rama, Haga, v'yoyishem radafila b'loya asara adaf asal beis hamedrash kavu alai. Some say, even without a minyan, it's better to daven where you learn. V'dafka misha terasu umnasi. That's only if you, Torah is your profession. Ve'enoy mismatel b'lav hachi. And you don't look at your phone ever during the day. You're not a batlan. But if anyway you're mevato for other things, then you should be mevato for tefillah b'tzibur. V'afilu hachi lo yarga asan osaskein. Even someone who's tarasu umnasai should not train himself not to daven with a minyan. Shelo yilmadu amei aras yimenu, so that the unlearned do not learn from you. V'yisbalu beis haknesses, and they're going to learn not to come to shul. Says the Mishnah Berura, ve'inoy mezbato, rotzo loymar, ki im ledvarm hachreichim. The barometer of whether someone is allowed to stay in the Beis Medrash and Daven Yechidus is they're never a misbatel. We mean never, only for necessary things. Tzarchei gufay for their body, for their health, for limudai. Al kein ein loy laleches Beis Agnes. So therefore, we tell them don't go to the shul. Afilu main shama. Sorry, even if there aren't 10 in the Beis Medrash, v'mnei shemavatam milimudai b'shas halichosai. There's bittul tar when you're walking. Now, this is something I didn't know. I always thought we don't say Tairasa Yom Nasai Bizman Hazeh. And generally we don't, regarding being exempt from davening. But says Rav Moshe, we don't say that Bizman Hazeh someone is Tairasa Yom Nasai to exempt them from Shemana Esrei. But we would say Tairasa Yom Nasai that if you're in the Beis Medrash, don't go out to a shul to daven with a minyan. Now that's a very big nafkamina. It happened many times in my yeshiva years. You know, if let's say you miss the yeshiva mincha, you come to late to yeshiva mincha. Should I go to a minyan in a shul, or should I daven b'yichidus in the yeshiva? So the Rama is saying you do not have to go and daven with a minyan. But we don't say Tairasa Umnasai. For this we do say. In this situation, for someone who's terasim nasai, afilu derishayin aloy beinan asar. Even according to the mechaber, you wouldn't need a minyan. V'choshikem beloy metar barabim talmidim. Certainly, if you're teaching Torah publicly, what if going to a minyan will mean being mevatel? Teaching Torah, she'ein loy levatum milimudai leilech levei kenishta. You should not leave your learning to go to shul. So I have a good shaila for you. This is nageya. Sunday morning, there are times, maybe in the summer, that it's hard for us to get a minyan. So well, no problem. We'll go down the block. We daven 8:30 Sunday. We'll go to the block 9, or they have minyanim the whole morning. But if we do that, there's no shir. What would you say? Should we daven b'yichidos in the shul and then have a shir after? Or should we go down with the minyan? Usually what we try to do is we try to make sure that doesn't happen. Baruch Hashem, it didn't happen in a long time. But what would you say to do? Should you go down with the minyan and lose the shir? sounds like you shouldn't lose the shear. What we try to do is go down with the minyan and then come back and give the shear. But that's, many people don't return. Okay, but the Rama says don't get used to doing this. Why? So that Amei Aretz don't learn from you. Ki lo yedinu l'kav schus. And Amei Aretz is not going to judge you favorably. Litlois v'tayrasai. They're not going to hinge it on your Torah. Shabashol limudo yimsa b'yachid. That you're davening b'yachidus because of your learning. Rak yoimur. They're going to say she'enoi choshesh b'tfila. That you're not concerned about davening. V'yadunu kav v'choymer al atzmam. They're going to say if this Talmid Chacham is not careful about minyan, kav v'choymer to them. V'lo yachoshu klal atfila. And they will not be concerned at all for the tefila. Okay, Rabbi Isai, stay tuned for whether we're going to meet tomorrow morning, okay? I'll send out a message. Hatzlacha Rabbah, everyone. Have a great day. Brach v'hatzlacha. Kol tov. Recording
stopped. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.